We're doing the Magen Midovna Sefer Amidot, and we are learning about prayer. Last time, the Magen Midovna pointed out a phenomenal concept. The Magen Midovna said, throughout Tanakh, we see that prayer was necessary. Even though Hashem has a plan, and He's going to do what's right, and sometimes it means Hashem is going to do miracles, and that's all part of His plan, but He's waiting for us to say something, to speak up, lad. Crossing of the Yam Suf. It was part of the plan. From the 6 days of creation, it was the plan that the sea would split, and yet the sea didn't split till people actually prayed. The same is true with the Mun coming down. No, we're all out of copies. So look on with someone else. The same is true over and over again in Tanakh, where great things are going to happen, but we have to do our end of it. We have to pray. V'chach ha'tfilah gadol ad me'od. And tefillah is tremendously potent. Ki atfilah ma'apechet midat achzariyut lemidat rachmanut, because prayer can change things from being cruel to merciful. Gam ki kvar yatza kesef chas v'shalom l'umam u'le'abedam. Even if anger has erupted from heaven to destroy, to obliterate, hatfilah mevatelet u'ma'apechet adin rachamim. Prayer can annul it. Prayer can change exacting justice to mercy. Ka'omer Razal, as our sages taught. V'amar b'yitzak namnanim shela tfilat ha-tzadikim le'eter. Why is the tzadikim's prayer compared to an eter? Eter is a pitchfork. Lomar lecha ma'eter ze me'apech tatvua mimakom lemakom. Just like a pitchfork takes the hay from one place to another. Av tfilatan she tzadikim me'apech midotav shel ha-kadosh baruch hu mimidat rakzanut lemidat rachmanut. The tzadikim's prayer change, they shift, so to speak, heaven from punishing, from doing things that are painful, to doing things that are merciful and kind. He concludes the chapter, he says, remember what the wise man said. Hatfilah nishma'at, prayer is heard, be'et shanefesh nichna'at, at the time when the soul is subdued, subservient. When we're willing to accept that Hashem is boss, that's when our prayers are accepted. The ein b'mar bocha v'domat, and the eye tears and weeps bitterly, v'acharatal kirot libo nogat, and he has real remorse for what he's done wrong, that's when one's prayer is heard. So prayer is always important. But here he concludes the chapter saying how prayer is most important when it reflects what we really feel. And we discussed earlier in the chapter that the challenge of prayer is that prayer is what forces us to admit that Hashem is the boss. Because I could walk into shul, do my lip service, and walk out. But to walk into shul and talk to my Creator about my problems is acknowledging that He's the boss. And that's something which we don't often do. To talk about what's really bothering me, and I've mentioned many times that I find in my own life that this is a recurring challenge. When things go wrong in my life, or I'm worried about things in my life, my first thought is, what can I do about it? And I have to force myself to think, let me talk to my Creator about it. It doesn't come naturally. I'm always surprised that it doesn't come naturally. And then, once you start talking, then you can move forward. But initially, it doesn't come naturally. It's not like second nature, at least to my mind. Maybe other people are better than me, but I find that it's something I have to recurring. I got to keep working on it. I keep reminding myself that there's someone who's pulling the strings. And part of the challenge is because we don't exactly understand why he's pulling them the way he is, right? We always think, hey, if you'd let me run the show, I'd be doing this so different. Right? Okay. But that's why tefillah comes from the word falel, clarity. And he concludes the chapter with that thought that our prayer is heard when we talk about what's really important to us. And he says it in poetic form, but that's the idea. Yes, Josh.
Can